so to speak.
First, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada will speak something about our philosophy for a few minutes, and then you can ask questions.
Jashasti Bhakti Bhagavati Apinchana Sarvai Gunai Tatra Samasate Sura Rav Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna Mano Rathena Asato Dhavato Bahi. Jasha, anyone, Asti, anyone who has Bhagavati in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, akinchana bhakti, unalloyed devotion, faith, sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. With all the good qualities of the demigods, he is bestowed upon. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. If one is not a devotee of the Lord, he has no good qualification. He cannot possess any good qualification. Why? Manorathena, he is simply hovering on the mental plane. Therefore, mind's business is to accept and reject. There cannot be any permanent thing. So one has to transcend above the plane of mind and fixed up in the spiritual platform, then he can have all the good qualities. So at the present moment, a godless civilization. Therefore, the leaders, they do not know how to lead people so that they may become happy. It is the duty of the leader, government, father, teacher, gurus, to see that the subordinates are very, very happy. We find in the history of Mahabharata that during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira, people were not suffering even from excessive heat or cold or any anxiety. So it is the duty of the leaders, of the people, and the government to see that the citizens are perfectly happy in their occupational duties and they are advancing in spiritual knowledge. Because human life is not to lead a polished animal life. That is not human life. In the Shastras we see that Rishabdev, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, he taught his 100 sons, "My dear boys, this human form of life is not meant for working hard like cats and dogs for sense gratification. Ultimate end is sense gratification, satisfying the senses. This is the business of the cats and hogs, or dogs and hogs. The hog is whole day working to find out stool, where is stool, where is stool. And as soon as he gets some stool, little strength, immediately sex life without any discrimination, whether she is mother or sister or daughter. This kind of life is described in the Shastra as hog civilization. So, at the present moment, without any reference to God consciousness, people are being taught to satisfy the senses, work very hard, and ruin the chance of human life. This human life is specially meant for solving all the problems of life. There are so many problems of life, but the four problems as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshan. People have no knowledge how to stop birth, death, old age and disease, because every living entity is eternal. That we learn from Bhagavad Gita. Na hannate hannamane sarire. The living entity does not die even after the annihilation of this gross body. This is the first knowledge to understand. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumana jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. We have to transmigrate from this body to another body, as I have transmigrated already from my childhood body to boyhood body to youthhood body. Now I am in a body very old. So similarly, as I am existing in spite of changing so many types of bodies, similarly, after changing this body, I will have to accept another body. This is the fact. But the modern education, they do not know it. Neither they believe. Even the practical example is there. And who is giving the example? The most authoritative personality of God is Krishna. Tatha dehantara prapti. And there are so many different varieties of bodies. Jalajana vlakkhani sthavara lakkhaminshati krimaya rudra sankhaka pakshinam dasalakkhakam. There are 9 lakh varieties of life in the water. Similarly, 20 lakh varieties of life in the trees and plants. Then there are insects, then there are birds, then there are animals. Then there is human being. So this human form of body is obtained after evolution of many millions and trillions of years. It should not be. This is a chance for stopping this business of repetition of birth and death. But people, they have no knowledge how to stop it. Although everything is there, in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained, but we are not utilizing. We are manufacturing our own concocted knowledge. Therefore, you are suffering. If we read Bhagavad Gita as it is, then all the solution of human society's problem are there. Economic, social, political, religious, cultural, philosophical, everything is there. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for spreading the knowledge contained in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Bhagavad Gita as it is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Para Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. After understanding Bhagavad Gita, from Krishna, Arjuna affirmed, Krishna, you are Parabrahma, the Supreme Personality of God. Brahma, every living entity is Brahma, or everything is Brahma. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. That is a fact. But Parabrahma is Krishna, the Supreme. Nitya nityanam chetanas chetanam. That is the Vedic version. He is the Supreme. So unless we accept Krishna, the Supreme, what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? So that we have to accept. And his instruction, as they are given, everything. Just like economic solution, there is in the Bhagavad Gita. Annad bhavanti bhutani. There is need of anna to feed the animals and the human being simply by passing resolution conference. It will not do. You must produce anna so that animals and men, they may be fed sumptuously. They will get strength. Then they can work for yoga, yoga karma samudbhavam. In this way, people can be happy. So, everything, solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita, and you are trying to spread this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita all over the world, and people are accepting. Now we have started in America a political party, In God We Trust. So they are doing very successfully. People are accepting. They are criticizing the so-called leaders. After Nixon, people are disgusted with the so-called leaders. So we are teaching them what kind of leaders should be selected. The king, the public leader, the brahmana, and at least these three men, they should be free from the four kinds of sinful activities. If they are personally sinful, how they can lead other people? That is not possible. Andhajathandhi rupaniyamana. If a man is himself blind man, how he can lead other blind men? That is not, it is dangerous for both of them. So, the leaders, the politicians, the king, the brahmana, they should be very much pure, without any sinful tinge of life. And the pillars of sinful life is illicit sex life, and meat eating, and intoxication, and gambling. Now, unfortunately, the leaders are teaching people how to enjoy illicit sex life, meat eating, and intoxication. Then how the society can be happy? It is not possible. If you become criminal, or if you infect some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, in the material world, there are three gunas, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, if you associate with satogun, then you become enlightened. If you associate with rajogun, then you are, pushed through passion. And if you are in ignorance, then you do not know what is right and wrong. Kamalubhadayastha. The symptoms of rajogun and tamogun is excessive lust and greediness. In satogun, they are in knowledge. Therefore, the society must be divided into four classes of men, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Sishtam, Gunakarma Vibhagas. There are three gunas, and the satogun, brahmana, a class of ideal men must be there in the society, so that people can follow them. Jada jada acharati sreshtha, lokastad anuvartate. If there is no ideal man in the society, how they can be of good character? Therefore, a brahminical class of man, I mean to say, in quality, satya sama dama titikha arjava, jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma sabhaval. There must be an ideal class of men, brahmana. The next class, kshatriyas, who can give protection to the society. They should come forward. Whenever there is danger, they will come forward to give protection to the society. Similarly, next, the vaishya, they must produce krisi guruksha vanijyam vaishya karma sabhaval. The class of men should be interested, produce food grains, and give protection to the cows. So where are these things? How you can expect good society, good management? If you want good society, good management, people happy in this life and next, then you have to adopt the principles given by Sri Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. And we are preaching the cult of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Yes, upon this, what I have already stated, you can... Well, first of all, try to understand what is written in the Bhagavad Gita, then you try to understand the philosophy. It is a simple thing. Krishna says that annad bhavanti purjanna. So there is no need of dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy. You require anna to maintain the animals and the man, practically. Dvaita philosophy and advaita philosophy, this is controversial. But even though we agree to dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy, the question of food grain will be required. Either you become dvaita philosophy or advaita philosophy. We are speaking from the Bhagavad Gita as it is. What Shankaracharya says or Ramanujacharya says, that we shall consider there. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, the dehi nasmin jatha dehi kumara yomanang jara tatha dehantara prat. So, dehina means the possessor of the body, the owner of the body. That is the soul. So, that you cannot deny. Either you follow Shankaracharya or Ramanujacharya. There is soul within the body. This is Bhagavad Gita says. Dehina, asmin dehi. I was a child, I remember, you remember also. So, that body is now gone. But I've got a different body, you have got a different body. But I am existing. So I am Dehina, Dehi. And my body is Deha. So Deha, Dehi, there must be distinction. The body is not the owner. I am the owner. I am sitting within this room. I am not this room. Similarly, I am sitting within this body. You are sitting within your body. You are not body. This is called illusion.
What is the ultimate aim of
the soul? Yes, ultimate aim is that... ultimate aim is that there is spirit and matter. As there is material world, there is spiritual world also. Parastasmat bhavanya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. The spiritual world is eternal. The material world is temporary. We are spirit soul. We are eternal. Therefore, our business is to go back to the spiritual world. Not that we remain in the material world and change body from bad to worse or worse to bad, good. That is not our business. That is a disease. Our healthy life is to enjoy eternal life. Jat gatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramamam. See, our human life should be utilized for attaining that perfectional stage, not to get any more this material body which we have to change. This is the aim of life.
Is there perfection possible in one life?
Yes, in one moment. If you agree, Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyam akshayam. We change our body on account of sinful activities. But if we surrender to Krishna and take to Krishna consciousness, immediately you are on the spiritual platform. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogi na jasevate sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuvayakalpati. As soon as you become an unalloyed devotee of Krishna, you immediately transcend this material platform. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. You remain in the spiritual platform. And if you die in the spiritual platform, then you go to the spiritual world.
Besides the bhajan, do you do any sort of concentration?
Yes, bhajan is concentration, reading is concentration.
Now, besides that, any other type of concentration?
What do you mean by concentration?
Meditation.
Yes, when you think, dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa, pashyantijan yogina. The yogis, in dhyana, in meditation, they always see the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, within the heart. That is meditation. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa pashyantijam yogi. The jnanis, they see by cultivation of knowledge. And the bhaktas, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Supreme Lord, the Absolute Truth, is understood from different angles of vision. Brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavan iti sabdati vadanti tat tatta vidas tatyam. That is absolute truth. Jad jnanam advayam. There is no difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The same thing in different angle of vision. The jnanis, they realize as impersonal Brahma. The yogis, they realize as Paramatma, situated in everyone's heart. And the bhaktas, they realize as the Supreme Personality of God. But the thing is the same. It is the different angle of vision.
What exactly is Guru's role in your system?
To teach how to get rid of this disease of birth, death and old age. That is Guru's business. That is also father's business. That is also Guru's business, or the caretaker's business, the government's business, because this human life is meant for getting out of these clutches of Maya, constantly, repeatedly, changing body. Tatha dehantaram prat, bhutta bhutta praliyat. This business should be stopped. Namo chayadja samupita mrittum, guru nasasya. Shastra says one should not be guru if he cannot deliver the disciple from the chain of birth, death, old age and disease. Americans and the Europeans, they are fed up with this material type of civilization. They know that a spiritual life is there in India. They understand that. Therefore, any Swami goes there, they go around him to take some spiritual instruction. Unfortunately, mostly they go who have no knowledge. They cannot give them right knowledge. So for the time being, they may surround them. But after some time, they disperse because they do not get actually. But so far, Krishna consciousness movement. Now, many Swamis went there and they preached Bhagavad Gita also. But not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. For the last hundreds of years. But now Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is and people are taking it by hundreds, thousands. So they are after some knowledge, spiritual knowledge from India. But our so-called Swamis, they go, they do not give actual information of the Indian spiritual culture. Therefore, they are practically deceived. But this Bhagavad Gita as it is, we do not change anything. In the Bhagavad Gita we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Matta parataram nanya kinchi jasti dhananjaya. So we are teaching them that here is the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. So they are accepted. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jajimang Namaskar. So there we are teaching that just always think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and you remember Krishna. Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktam. And just become devotee, worship the deity of Krishna, become his bhakta. Manmana Bhavamad Bhaktamad Jaji, worship Lord Krishna. Mang Namaskaru, offer your obeisances to Krishna. So we are teaching this archan. We have got 100 temples like this all over the world. And hundreds and thousands are joining. So this is practical. So they are accepting. Now it is our duty to give the actual Vedic culture, which is concise, summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Upanishad Gava, the essence of all Upanishad teaching. So there is very good demand for this culture. But unfortunately, we give some lavish things and they come. Sometimes they go, that he becomes himself God. What is this nonsense? God is so cheap. So they have been frustrated and our people go and is still more frustrated then by giving some cheating type of. But here, Bhagavad Gita is very simple. There is no need of great education. What is the difficulty to understand? If Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhya Ajimang Namaskuru, where is the difficulty? You always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer my obeisances. Chaturvarnang Maya system, divide the society in four classes of men. Annad Bhavanti Bhutani, just produce sufficient food grains and eat sufficiently, be strong, perform jagga. Where is the difficulty to understand Bhagavad Gita?
Do you think the Russian society is not fed up by this materialism? Russian society is not fed up by this materialism.
Russian?
Society.
I do not know Russian society, but I can say I have been in Moscow. The people are not happy, that I can say.
Could you tell me how many of your disciples would have seen the vision of God in the sense of seeing the Lord's image in their heart?
What does it mean?
How many of your disciples would have seen the vision of God? Vision of God.
The vision of his God you can see also. Here is vision of God.
Of seeing Lord in their own heart.
No. That is of course later on. First of all, see here is God. Vision of God. Everyone can see it is public. Why you ask my disciples? You can see also.
No,
that's type vision of God. Here is Krishna.
That is physical vision.
And that's all. Physical meaning vision. Your vision is also physical. Your physical, not spiritual. No. Whatever you see with your eyes, that is physical. That is not anything beyond physical. And spiritual eyes, that's all right. But first of all, you have to see whatever eyes you have got. You have got physical eyes. Why you are talking of spiritual eyes?
Well, for that only we are doing all this to learn that spiritual eye.
That will learn, that is stated in the Shastra. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilokayanti. When you develop love for God, then you can have that spiritual eyes. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva. He sees everywhere, always. Santas Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilokayanti. That you have to develop that position. Immediately you cannot do that. Yes, immediately you have to see physically. Then gradually, when by offering service you develop your dormant love for God, then you can see spiritually. It is not immediately or for everyone. So you have to wait for that position.
So maybe you have got some converts to consciousness movement in the West. Like you said, the Western people are fed up with materialism. Is it that they are fed up only with materialism or with Christianity as and two, you also said
well, people have become godless everywhere. It doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu. That is a venereal disease. So actually, everyone is concerned now with material comfort. But this material comfort means wine and woman. That's all. Substance of material comfort. So that they have enjoyed enough. Facility of enjoying woman and getting money, there is no limit. There is no limit. Anyone, the money is thrown in the street, you can simply collect. And similarly, women are available. So, actually, they do not get any happiness by this material element. They are seeking after something, that's the fact. Yes, it is spreading. We have got branch in Iran. Yes, yes. We have got in Moscow. We have got in China. But they are taking gradually. Everything will take time. But we have got many Mohammedan students. Yes. Yes. I think about 2 years. Yes, we have got African students also, many African students. And everywhere we are spreading this Hare Krishna. You go to village, they accept. In African village, with big, big earrings, they also dance in Hare Krishna.
Have you
got
a response in China?
Yes, China also, they also receive very nicely. They are intelligent. Everywhere, the people are always good. They are made bad by the leaders, that's all.
In your speech, you remarked about the leaders and the government. You said it's the duty of the leaders and the government to see the people are happy.
Yes.
In this context, how do you see the government of
India? I do not wish to speak of any particular government. But generally, everywhere, the government is not very good. And even in America, the president is not like.
Swamiji, India is supposed to be a land of spirituality.
Yes.
There is so much moral degeneration in our country.
Because you did not lead them, you did not teach them spiritual books. You allowed them to read communist books.
No, is it the failure of our spiritual leaders?
But it is a spiritual leader. First of all, we have to think. If a businessman is not a spiritual leader.
So you mean the God of spiritual leadership has given us to this state of affairs?
Yes, because there have been so many, just like Bhagavad Gita, it is standard book. The so-called spiritual leaders, they give different interpretation. Why different interpretation? One interpretation is there. Everyone can understand. Manmana bhavamat bhakta madhyajimang namaskuru. It is plain thing. Krishna says that you always think of me. Manmana bhavamat bhakta, you become my devotee. You just worship me, offer me vision. And Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna person. What right he has got to say like that? Krishna says, manmana bhavamat. Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna. This is going on. You see? Now, he's a scholar, he's a philosopher. Even Gandhi says that there was no Krishna, it is all mythology. Then, how people will learn it? If Krishna becomes mythology, Bhagavad Gita becomes imagination and anyone can interpret in any way, then where is the teaching? No, and first of all, try to understand that what is the defect? The defect is that malinterpretation, bad interpretation. Interpretation is required when a thing you cannot understand. But if you think is clearly understood, why you interpret to mislead the leader? That is our protest. It is clearly understood. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimang namaskuru. Sarvadhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam. You know, what right you have got to say that it is not to Krishna, it is something else. That has misled our country. Do you admit or not? This misinterpretation, why should you misinterpret in the Bhagavad Gita? If you have got a different philosophy, you can write in your own books. But why through Bhagavad Gita? This is very dangerous. This is very, very dangerous. It has spoiled the whole country. You write your own philosophy. But why you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita and misinterpret it and mislead the people? That is my protest.
Please
enlighten
on the Hyderabad project.
Huh?
Hyderabad project.
What is that? Either project, and that he knows, Mahans.
What is your tour program now in India? How long you be staying and which are other places you are
visiting? I am going to see Balaji, that's all. Balaji.
And then go back to the States?
I'll go to Europe. And I'll go to London, then to Paris, then Germany, then Sweden, and Switzerland. I have got temples there. In Germany you have got 4 temples. And in Sweden we have got. In Switzerland we have got. France we have got. In England we have got 4-5 temples. No, they receive it very nicely. They understand that Swamiji is doing something nice. Thank you very much.
Nice.